We are holding Daf Samach Amud Aleph all the way on top. Again, now the Gemara says that one said that the Ribi Achariboy and Ribi Achariboy all the Mayat. That the Yitzchak Rabbi Yisrael Amav Yechren said that they put a Kizayis Levoina Agabi Mashu for the Minchas Pasul. Because it says Lashon of Layite, and that means Lashon of a Kizayis in the Sina. But Aleo is considered the Ribi Achariboy, which is Ribi Achariboy all the Mayat. Come teach us that the Lava Levoina. As even to put it on a mashu of the mincha. Now, Vika the Yami Sam say no. The Ram Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef that the boy Rabbi Yechon Yechon had this for Shaila. What's going to be? No san mashu shemen agabi kizayis mincha mahum. Let's say the first case that Yitzchak put a mashu of shemen agabi kizayis mincha mahu mi binan shima kinesina. You know the pasuk says lo yosem ole shemen. That first we said lo yosem means even a mashu. Now he has a philosophic no. Do we say that the sima is like in the sima, that just like lo yitem by levoino means the shiur of a kezayis? So maybe lo yosem that it says by shemen also means at least the kezayis of shemen. Or maybe no, as we want to say before, when the pasuk says for lo yosem ole levoino shemen is even a mashu. And according to this, take with the suffix him. Whether the law of not to put shemen, you need taka kezayis, or is it enough to be chayiv with a mashu? Then we had before, what's going to be nosan shemen al shiraho? Let's say you put shemen on the shirayim of the mincha. As after you made the kemitza, now the shiraim, the part that the kohen eats, if you put the shemen on that, you're not over love. Turn around and learn like this. The pasuk says, lo yosim oleho shemen. Lo yitain, and you should not put levoina. Kinsa by this minchas karevam, you're not supposed to put shemen and not levoina. Yochel, I would have thought to say b'shnei kahanim, talking about two different kahanim. Talmud Levin says no aleho, the gufo shemincha krosim medaber, v'loy b'kain, and not with the kain. In other words, the half minute reason the pasuk says lo yosim aleho shemen, v'lo yitain, it's talking about two different kahanim. Maybe two different people could be over this two lavim. But the same Kohen, if he would take Shem and then Levoina and put it on the Mincha, maybe it's only one Lav. That's the question. How do we know to say that these two Lavim apply even to one Kohen? So that's the Drush that says, Tam Leim, it says, Leita Nolea, which we dash and means, Begufa Shem Mincha Kosim Adaber, that the Lav is totally in this Mincha. Anybody, could even be one Kohen, if he puts Shem into this Mincha Schreiter, and he also puts Levoina, he's over two Lavim. Now, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Lo yiten kli agabe kli. You cannot take a kli that has shemen in it, or has levoina in it, and put it on top of the mincha. And the yim nosan posel, maybe just by doing this, putting this kli on top of the mincha, you would make a psul in the mincha. And this Vidash, you know, Tamalem, the posel says, Oleho. Which Vidash needs to say, the gufa shemincha kosim medaber. The posel is talking about the gufa of the mincha. When does the mincha become posel? Only if you put shemen into the gufa mincha. If you just put shemen into a kli, and this kli on top of the mincha, you do not pass over the mincha. Now the Mishnah says, yesh tunas hagosho v'yein tunas tenufa. Certain menochis, you have to make hagosho, means you have to take the mincha and bring it towards the mizbeach, but you do not have to make tenufa, you do not have to pick it up. Hagosho tenufa. Some need both. You have to take the mincha and bring it towards the mizbeach. And also tenufa, you have to pick it up, lift it up first. Tenufa, some have to be lifted up, but v'loy hagosha, and some do not need the mitzvah of hagosha, bringing it closer towards the mizbeach. And there are some menachis that loy tenufa v'loy hagosha, that does not need not tenufa and not hagosha. Now the elu, these are the menachis tunas hagosha, v'yein tunas tenufa. These are the menachis that you have to have hagosha, you have to bring it towards the mizbeach, but you do not have to lift it up. Minchas ha-selis, a stam minchas brought from selis. There's a mitzvah ha-gosha, but no mitzvah tenufa. The yamachavas from a frying pan, the yamacheshas a deep pan, the yachalas for a kikin, the bring stam mincha. That made from a mafa baking, whether either you bake them chalas, or whether you bake them a kikin wafers. You have to have a mitzvah ha-gosha, but not a mitzvah tenufa. Minchas kahanim, a mincha that a kohen brings, a minchas kohen mashiach, a mincha that the kohen godel brings, the chavitim he brings twice a day, minchas nochrim, a mincha that a goy brings, minchas noshim, a mincha that an isha brings, or minchas chayta. All these things, they only need hagosha, but they do not need a tenufa. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, minchas kahanim, or minchas kohen mashiach, ein be'am hagosha, and says, no, there's not even the mitzvah hagosha. You do not have to bring this mincha closer towards the mizbeach first. Not by a minchas kahanim, and not by a kohen gadol. Why? Because there's no mitzvah of kemitza. In other words, kemitza is only when you only have to burn the kemitza and the shram, the rest of it is eaten by the kohanim. But by minchas kohen we know the whole thing is burnt. And by the minchas kohen gadol, the whole thing is burnt. There's no kemitza. If so, Shimon knows the klal is, because shame them kemitza, ain't the hemagosha. If there's no mitzvah kemitza, Rashi says, lahat ishraim lekanim, is ain't the hemagosha. Here's Kanim Bevrais lekamon, v'yotsu, elu minchas kanim, or minchas kohen Mashiach, shame them lekanim. And since there's nothing for the kanim, there's no kemitza like, no, there's no shrine for the kanim, therefore there's no mitzvah hagosha. Now the Gemara says again, the Romer of Papa Papa says, that Kolecha de Tzinam, wherever it says in the Mishnah, this Minchas HaChalas or Minchas Rakikim, it's Esa Tzinam. That you know you have to have all 10 either made from Chalas or all 10 either made from Rakikim. You cannot mix up 5 and 5. If so, again, my Kamashma wants the Chiddush of a Papa, Lafukim and the Rebbe Shimon. He just not like Rebbe Shimon says. The Yom that he says that yes, it could even be Machza Chalas or Machza Rakikim. Yovi Kamashma on the way. He said, if you can bring five of them, could be chalas and five could be rakikim. You need 10 true, but how is the 10 made up? It doesn't say, kamashma no, he yells, it has to be all 10 from the same type, either 10 chalas or 10 rakikim. Again, it's the equals for our Mishnah. Just like it says, minchas machas, minchas machesh, they're all 10 are the same way, then it says chalas and rakikim, also means all 10 have to be the exact same way. Now the Gemara says, I don't know if you said about Mishnah, that these menachos need hagosha, but do not need a tenufa. The Talmud Rabbanan wrote like this, Ilo Nemeth, the Pasuk would have said, Ve'haveso asheyasa me'ela lashem, ve'ikrivu ala kayin, ve'gishoi, ha'yisoi me'en lishatoin hagosha, lo kayin es mavad, only maybe the committee has to make hagosha with. Mincha, how do we know the whole mincha, even before you make the kemitza? How do we know the whole mincha shlema? You have to make a hagosha. Rashi says that they sell as a mincha, the krok say the gisha on his bech. In this pasuk it says also the mitzvah hagosha. So I would have thought to say maybe only the kemitza bavad. Rashi says shenasa lashem, that the kemitza that's burnt, maybe only after you make the kemitza, there's a mitzvah to bring the kemitza closer to the mizbech. Minan, how do we know to say that the whole mincha has to be? Talmud Levi, as the pasuk says, mincha, that the whole mincha has to be brought. Now she says, it means shetuna hagosha kredim kemitza. Now, mincha is chayte minan. How do we know even the mincha that a chayte brings also needs a mitzvah hagosha? Talmud Levi, the pasuk says, esa mincha. Mashmi, even the mincha is chayte also is a mitzvah hagosha. And really, v'dinu, it's a swirl like this. Rashi says, the mincha has chayta tuna hagosha. But it's so cruel, really I should not even need a pasuk for this. There's a svar that a mincha chayta should have to have a gosha. Bedinu, Ne'am Hocha says over here, minchas chayvo. The Ne'am Hocha, minchas nedovo. If so, ma minchas nedovo, tuna hagosha, just like the regular minchas nedovo needs hagosha, is that minchas chayvo, the same thing as minchas chayvo, so tuna hagosha needs hagosha. Rashi says, Minchas choyve means choyta. The high crow, the gosha, the minchas nadoviksiv. It says the word mincha by both, by minchas choyve, by choyta, and by minchas nadovo. If so, if pipashtas, I would learn out that man minchas nadovo is tunan agosha, is af minchas choyve is also tunan agosha. If so, maybe no though. Man le minchas nadovo she came tunan shemun levoino. Maybe no, you know why you need is the mitzvah agosha by regular minchas nadovo. Because you also have to put Shemen and Levoinu on it. Mashen came a minchas chayto that does not have Shemen and Levoinu. Maybe there's no mitzvah hagosha. So the Gemara says, no, minchas chayto tachiyach. I bring you proof of minchas chayto. Rashi says, shein netuna Shemen Levoinu, but the tuna hagosha, kareem lakamon, the kuivu, levab is minchas chayto hagosha. who has to midrash the minchas chayta needs agasha. So again, since a minchas chayta needs it, I would know in svara minchas chayta also needs it. So what do they need a pasuk for? Moshe says no, mala minchas chayta shekein tunu tenufa. That chayta is different than needs a tenufa. Mashenka minchas chayta does not need tenufa. So maybe who did it does not need agasha either. So Moshe says if so, minchas nedava tachiyach. This is enough from a regular minchas nedava. That even though there's no mitzvah tenufam, still there's a mitzvah hagosha. And therefore, v'chozer hadin, I return and learn back, that l'roi zeh k'roi zeh, this is not like that, this chum is not like that chumra. L'roi zeh k'roi zeh, this chum is not like that chumra. The chum that this has tenufa, the other one doesn't have it. This has shem levoyna, the other one does not have it. If so, atzara shem shevhen, what's the common between both of them? Sheshavu l'kemitza, that all of them have a mitzvah kemitza. The shavul agoshin is a mitzvah agosha of the mincha. If so, in svara afani yavi minchas chayto, I should say in svara who would in a minchas chayto also has to have a agosha to it. So what do we need a special pasuk for? She shavul lam the kmitza, the minchas chayto, there is a ma'isa kmitza being done, and the shrine is nechol, is to shavul lam hagosha. I would also say in svara that they need agosha. So Mora says no, mali atzara shavu shabem, shkein huch shavu, love the osher kibani, that doesn't make enough kimino. Whether you're rich or whether you're poor, you have to bring the same type of a mincha. Mashenken, this call, this mincha, to yam of a minchas chayta. Mashenken, this mincha of an el of the yerid, that if you're rich, you have to bring a korban. Only if you're very poor, you bring a mincha. Shalahuch shu love the osher kibani, that an osher does not have to bring this mincha. So this mincha is different. When an ani brings the minchas chayta, it's different than a regular mincha of a nedava. So maybe you would not have to have the mitzvah of hagosha on such a mincha. Therefore, Talmud Lema need the pasuk es ha-mincha. The pasuk says es ha-mincha, yes, a ribri, that even a mincha's chayta, even though it only comes by an oni, not by an osher, still when the oni brings this mincha's chayta, there is a mitzvah hagosha. The mitzvah hagosha applies. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon says, the Hevesa, when the pasuk says the Hevesa, by the mitzvah of Hagosha, by Mincha, is the rabbi's Mincha Seymel Hagosha. That even the Mincha that's brought for the Korban Eimer, that's brought on the second day of Pesach, that also needs Hagosha. So Rashi says that Tanakamo, Le Polik, he doesn't argue on Rabbi Shimon, El Amad Dorosh Chodo, Amad Dorosh Chodo, they make them two different types of Joshes. There's no Machlokas, they both agree. Now the Gemara says on Rabbi Shimon that the Chain Weimer, the Pesach also says like this. Again, to be ma'ab and mincha seyma lagosh, it says, ve'veisim eseyma reshes ketzuchem elakayim. In other words, it says loshen of ve'veisim by korban mincha seyma, it says loshen ve'veisim over here by the mitzvah of agosh, Rabbi Shimon Dashen is coming to include that the mincha seyma also needs agosh. Now the Gemara says, and when the pasuk also says, ve'hikrivo, over here, so Rabbi Shimon Dashen, the rabbis mincha seita lagosha, comes to teach us that the mincha that a seita brings also has the mitzvah of agosha. V'cheinu weimu, also we follow that the pasuk says v'hikriv oisel ha-mizbeach. It says loshin v'hikriv by the mincha seita, and it says loshin of ekriv over here. So that's from Shimon's drasha that the word of ekriv here is being marbam, that even the mincha seita also needs agosha. So again, there's no machlokes. That's what our Mishnah says. He's just explaining how does the Mishnah know it. Now the Gemara says, really, v'dinu, like I would know this in Svara. Really, it's a question, what do I need a pasuk for, ribui? I would know it in Svara. Oma minchas chayta, sheina tuna tzvufa. Madacha minchas brought by a chayta, by its oil of the yerid, by the oni. That is, mincha does not need a tunufa. You don't have to lift it up first. Still, tuna hagosha, we had already psukim. To be marbled, it has a mitzvah hagosha. It's a minchas chayta. She had tuna tenufa, when a seita brings a mincha, that she has to make a tenufa, isn't it as far to say, she had tuna hagosha, that pshit without this ribui, a mincha seita, she need hagosha. So Mora says, no, I can say like this, ma le mincha seita, she kein bo chitin, hatei maybe by a mincha seita, a kolponim, it comes from wheat, that's a choshiva mincha, therefore needs hagosha. Mashenke mincha seita that comes from barley, maybe by barley there's no mitzvah agosha. So Mora says no on this mincha seima tochich. I learned enough of mincha seima. Mincha seima also that's the rachis, that's the chodesh of barley, And still we say, have the pasuk also that Omer needs Hagosha. So Mer alone outside the Mirah Svora needs Hagosha. So Mer says, no, you kill him outside the from Omer. Malin, Minchas Omer, Shekain Tong, Shemin Levainer. Minchas Omer has Shemin Levainer also. Mashenka Minchas Omer does not. So maybe Minchas Omer does not need Hagosha either. So Mer says on this, Minchas Chayte Techiach, that Minchas Chayte also does not have Shemin Levainer. Still, it needs a mitzvah. It needs the agosha. If so, I would know minas svaro that a minchas seiter also needs this mitzvah of agosha. You have to first bring it closer towards the mizbeach, and therefore, because of Radin, I'll return and learn out that the roizek roizer, the chum you find here is not really the chumah, and the roizek roizer, would you find a special chum here and each shemen levayna by the minchas oimer? That's not the milo. Because the minchas chayter does not have that mind and still needs agosha. If so, hafara shavu shebem, what do we find common between them? She shavu l'kmitza, that these minchas have to have a kmitza, the shavu l'agosha, and there's a mitzvah agosha also. If so, afa niyavi minchas chayter, I will know min asvaram, that a minchas chayter needs agosha. She shavu so lehem l'kmitza, that a minchas chayter also has to have a kmitza done to it, and the shirayim nechol. If so, Tishav Alehem L'Hagosha Min Asvar, I would have said that a Mincha Saita needs Hagosha. So Mar says, no, it's good what we need the Pasuk. Because like it asks, Ma La Tzara Shavishim, you know what's common about these two, Shekhen L'Huch Shu Lovo Kemach, that they don't come Kemach like coarse flour. T'yom Ma Mincha Saita, but a Mincha Saita, Shuch Shu Lovo Kemach, will come in coarse flour. Does not have to be sale as fine flour. And a Mincha Saita, or the other menachas come seles fine flour. A minchas seit is the only one that could come kemach coarse flour. So therefore, min asvara would not be able to learn out a minchas seit from a minchas oimer to say needs agosha. Therefore, Talmud Leimer pasuk says v'ikriva. That's what Shimon's Rosh. It says v'ikriva here. It says the word v'ikriv by a minchas seit. The teacher for a minchas seit needs the mitzvah of agosha. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says. The Aveso, when the Pesach says here, the Aveso, it's the Rabbis, Mincha Seita Lagosha. He dashes the word Aveso, and means the Mincha Seita. And he holds the Chayni Waim, and the Pesach also says, the Havi is Korbono Aleho. So therefore, in the word here, the Aveso, it comes to be Mabu, Mincha Seita, needs the Mitzvah Bagosha. Avo Mincha Soimer, Lesricha Kro, the Kont Rav Yehuda, a Mincha Soimer, Pshita needs Hagosha. I do not need a pasuk to remember that. My time, what's the reason? Medina Kroasia, I can learn it from a Svara. The what? The Svara is like this. Oma minchas chayta. Sheina tuna tunufa. Tuna Hagosha. Madach minchas chayta. It does not need tunufa. You don't have to lift it up first. Still, it needs Hagosha. If so, minchas oima, the minchas brush, brought on a second day of Pesach again of Sarim. That's the Chodesh that's matter the Serum to the Mizbeach. She'etuna tenufa. By the Mincha Soima there, there is a mitzvah of tenufa. If so, Eino Din, isn't the Svara Pshita to say She'etuna Hagosha, that there should also be a mitzvah Hagosha by the Mincha Soima? If so, I do not need a pasuk for that. It's a Svara. I could ask, no, Mal a Mincha Schoita, Mincha Rechoita brings it, something different. She'ekein bo chitin. That's more Choshev, it comes from wheat. Mashenki, the Mincha Soima that comes from Bali, maybe there's no mitzvah Sagosha. So in this I say, Mincha Soita Techiach. I give you that a positive imaba that a Mincha Soita needs Sagosha. So once I see even the Mincha Soita, which is made from Bali, needs Sagosha, Pshita, the Mincha Soima, which even needs Snufa, Pshita needs Sagosha. I could ask, maybe no, Mal the Mincha Soita Shekain Bo Lavar Oven. Maybe a Mincha Soita is more Choshev. Because it's coming to tell us clearly, like Edus, if she did the chet or not. We have this Isha, this Saita. We have a doubt whether she really lived with the man or not. So we make her bring a mincha. The mincha will tell us, the mavayer, whether she really did the chet or not. The maskeras oveni. There's a special posit that a mincha Saita, like maskeras oven, is reminding us, telling us, whether she did the chet. So maybe therefore this mincha needs hagosha. But maybe mincha Saimar does not need hagosha. So on this, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Minchas Choyta Techiach, okay? I'll learn it back from a Minchas Choyta. That there, it's not coming from Maskeras Oven. It's only coming from Kaporas Oven. But not from Maskeras, not reminding, it's not telling us if he did a chet or not. That means chaschet, you know that he did a chet from before. And through needs hagosha, if so, who adin, a minchas oimer, should also need hagosha. And therefore I would say, v'chozer adin, let's return and learn out, that l'roi yizeh k'roi yizeh, means the chumra that you find in b'minchas oita, the fact that it's maskeres oven, that's not what's going to the mitzvahs of hagosha. Because I find b'minchas oita doesn't have that maila, it only needs hagosha. L'roi yizeh k'roi yizeh, I minchas oita as a chumra, it's chitim, but I find from oita, that's not what's going to the mitzvahs of hagosha. Therefore, atzara shavu shavim, what's in common between both of them? Shekein shavu l'kemitza, all these melachos need kemitza. The shavu l'agosh, therefore is the mitzvah agosh also. If so, afa miyavim mincha seimin, tzvar also learn out, a mincha seimin also needs agosha. She shav sulehem l'kemitza, is the shavu l'am l'agosha. That since they're both coming, they both need a kemitza, who are then they're both shavu, that they also need agosha. Now the Gemara says, my perachto, what was the question we had before? My perachto, Reb Shimon, what was Reb Shimon's question before? That parachoch, yes, like this. Mali, I thought, the reason why Reb Shimon didn't want to run out from a savora, he had needed a posse, because Reb Shimon before asked the question, Mali, I thought, Shavu Shabem, you know what's common about this, Sara Shavu, Shekein Mitzuyin, that they happen often. A minchas chayta, a minchas chayta, happen often. Mashenka mincha saim only comes once a year. Since it only comes once a year, he cannot learn out in svara mincha saimel from this other menachas. Therefore, Reb Shimon held he had to have a posik for mincha saimel. The Rashi says the other ones are mitzvah means afilu meyipom mashenka happen 100 times a year. In mira dover, if it happened in mincha saimel, mincha saimel. Mashenka mincha saimel is only once a year. And the Mor says though, Reb Yehuda says no, adra, but just the opposite. This is more matzui. Rashi says the bechol shoni, at least it happens for sure once a year a mincha soimel. But hanach these others, these minchas achoita or minchas seita, zimnud loy meshkachas leklal, a year or two or three or 5 years to pass by, maybe you won't have a mincha seita at all. So therefore, that's the machlokes Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. If you can learn out from that svara that the mincha soimel needs hagosha, that's Reb Yehuda's svara. Reb Shimon notes, no, we need a posik. I do not know him in that svara. I need a posik to teach me that even the mincha saimer also has a hagosha. Now the Gemara asks, Oyeinu, maybe it's not this way. Oyeinu means, Oyeinu, maybe not this way, but rather. Oyeinu, maybe I should say, Veheveso, the posik says, Veheveso, Ela sheyochid misnadev umevi mincha, acheres chutz mi'elo, shebinyin. So Rashi says, the Gemara has asked the question now, maybe this Pasuk of Aveis is not coming not to teach us a Mincha Soito, it's not coming to teach us a Mincha Soimer, but rather the Lema comes to tell us, Ola Rabbi, Sheyochid Misnadev Mincha Acheres, Sheyna Minyan Eilu Hei Menochas, Som of a Pasha. In the Pasha of Vayikra it says 5 types of Menochas. It says a Seles, Umachavas, Umacheshes, Umafer, Sheyesh Poshtam, it has 2 types, the Chalas and the Rekikin. So true, v'chol hanachitimein, all these have to be from wheat, like it says, selos for selos chitim. Or crossing maybe now, the Pasuk of Aveis is coming to teach us, l'rabbe sheyokin misnadav min aserim. Maybe that's what the Pasuk is telling us, that a yokin could bring a minchas nadova made from barley, or maybe min aserim, chayva minchas ayma. Just like there's a chayva to bring a minchas ayma from barley, maybe the chiddush here also is that a yokin could bring in a nadova from barley. But maybe not to teach us that mincha seita, mincha seima needs agosha, maybe it's for a different shot altogether. That's the Gemara now. Oyein, maybe not this way. Oyein, oymer, veveisa, maybe the reason why the pasuk says the word of veveisa, El only to teach us, she yochid misnadev omevi mincha acheres. Chutz mi'elu shebinyin, that he could bring another type of a mincha, meaning coming from Bali. And really the dinner was as far this way. The tzibur may be mincha menachitim chayva. A tzibur has a chiv to bring a minchas menachitim and mashpeh halechem. Or maybe mincha menaserim chayva. They have a chiv to bring a minchas oimer, which comes from serim, from barley. If so, af yochid, the same thing by yochid also, she may be minchas menachitim nedova. Just like the regular minchas nedova, it's from chitim. If so, maybe in Sfar I should have said, yovoy mincha menaserim nedova, Who did a minchas aserim could also be made from the dova. Maybe that's what the post is coming to teach us. Not to teach us a mitzvah nagosha, but to chal that there's such a minchas nedova of serim. On this Talmud, the post says Eila means Eila Yela Eila. No, you only have these five type of minchas. Nothing else. You can't have talk a minchas nedova of serim. So Moshe says no. Maybe that's not the pshat the word Eila. Oy Einoi. Oimer Ella, maybe no, maybe the Pasuk only says the word Ella, Ella lo Oimer. If somebody says like this, Harayalai Mincho Shemaybi Chamishton. So if a person says Harayalai Mincho, he has to, I would have thought to say, if somebody says Harayalai Mincho Stam, maybe it means to say you have to bring all five Menachis. Tam Lema, this the Pasuk says, no, Me'ela. That means Rotzachas Maybe, Rotzach Chamishton Maybe. Maybe that's the condition of the word Me'ela. Just to teach us, when you say Mincho Stam, it's up to you now, said Lefarish Devoros, to say what you mean. If you want, you can bring only one of the five, any one you want. Or if you want, you can bring all five. If that's what the word Eilu is. But not to come to teach us that there's not another type of an Adava of a Serim. Sekita, since it says the word, so you can't say the word Eilu means you have to bring all five, but it says the word Mei Eilu. So therefore, since it says the word me'ela, Obadi can do whichever way you want. So therefore, the word Ela has not come to Mar, we have to have all five. Rather, the word Ela has come to teach us that you only have these type of menachis and not a minchas aserim. Therefore, we have no posa to Marba minchas aserim. Therefore, we leave it to Vavesa to Marba, like we said before, either the minchas aserim or the minchas aserim. The other Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Aimer, when the pasuk says, Es ha-mincho, is l'rabbis shar menachos. That all the menachos also have the mitzvahs of agosha. Kagoyin like, minchas nochrim, minchas noshim lagosha. That if a goy brings a mincha, an isha brings a mincha, they need agosha. Now Yochla would have thought to say, shani marba, av shtei ha-lechem lechem upon him, maybe they also need agosha. Tam lem, when this the pasuk says no, me'ela, says the word me'ela, not all of them. The lechem upon him, and shtei lechem does not have the mitzvah of agosha. So Marius, how do you know to say this? Or Marius, what's the swara? How do you know to say like this? What do you see to say like this? That Marab or Shah Menachos and all the Menachos need Hagosho, or Loitz is Shelechem, Shelechem does not need. Shelechem upon him. So Marius says yes. Mar Bani Amar B'Shah Menachos, Shiesh Memlishim. There are parts of it that are burnt. So therefore the swara needs Hagosho towards the Mizbeach, since part of it is on the Mizbeach. I'll take out lechem upon him, shame mem lichim, no part of it is burnt. So therefore it's a svara that l'shtei lechem and lechem upon him does not need hagosha. Minchas nesochim, which is kulu lichim, the whole thing is burnt. If so, Yochai would have thought to say, yea, to nagosh, like for sure it should have to have hagosha also. Since the whole thing is burnt, it's like an oila. So the mincha that comes with the korban oila, the whole thing is burnt. So for sure it needs a mitzvah agosha. Talmud Lema, this the pasuk says no ve'griva. Talmud ve'griva, that's a mitzvah to say no, it does not need agosha. I vo'afikto, we use already v'ikriv ready for something else. Rashi says the rabbi is mincha seita. We already use it for drasha to marba mincha seita. So Marin says v'ikriv ve'griva. Adrav, it's next for Loshin, it says Vikrivo. Samora says, Mastil, my words, how do we know to see L'rabbi Shah Menachos, Olohitzi Minchat Nesachim? How do we know to say it's a niyatir to say that Minchat Nesachim does not need, or does not need Hagosha? Rashi says Vikrivo, Memaya Minchat Nesachim, Demash Memiyat. Oiso Diari Bobli Acheris, Vikrivo, Mashm, only this one. The one we're talking about needs Hagosha. But not something else. So it's a mitzvah to say one mincha does not need agosha. So it's saying that mitzvah to say mincha tesachim. So how do you know to say this? How do we know to be mitzvah mincha tesachim? So Moshe says yes, that's a svara. Marba nishar menachos sheboyes b'galatzmon. Or the menachos comes by itself. That's why needs agosha. Or mitzvah ni mincha z'mashen ke mincha tesachim shein above b'galatzmon does not come because of itself. It comes because of the korban. Therefore, it does not need a mitzvah agosha. I valoy minchas kanu minchas koy Mashiach boyes b'glatz when they come across themselves. Yochai was thought to say also yetsun hagosha. Talmud no vegisha says vegisha only this and not something else. That a minchas koy does not need hagosha. The demand me boyle legufa
Shetuna Gosha, we need it for itself. The Nita Kosma says no. Min Vehigish Vegisha, it's an extra Lashon of Vegisha. Again, a Maroyas Larabo Isham Menachos Loitzim Michos Kohen, I know to say like this, or Michos Kohen Mashiach, Marbani Isham Menachos Adini the Mitzvah Gosha, Shiesh Pelishim. There's part of it that's burnt on the Mizbeach. O boy is also secondly comes by itself, but boy is the Latzman. And Vyesh Pelikanim, there's a Kemitz and Shrem, it's Nechal Lekanim. Mashaykin, Umoitza Nishtel Lechem, Lechem upon him, Shein Mehem Lishim, there's no part that's burnt on the Mizbeach. Or Michas Nesach Mosva take out Shein Boys to the Latzman, doesn't come by itself. It comes with all the korban. Umichas kohanim, umichas kohen Mashiach, shein boim lekanim. There's no part of it that the kohanim eat. Veheirim, not a process of veheirim. Yochol bekli, maybe you have to do with a kli. Tamlem veheirim mimenu bekumtsoi. Maharom omu lahalam bekumtsoi means with your hands. Afarom omu kan also bekumtsoi means with your hands and not with a kli. So this pasha veikru vov, it doesn't say clearly bekumtsoi. We're learning it out. Veheirim means bekumtsoi. The process of veheirim, pick it up, does not mean with this. With a kli, but rather it only means whenever you take out the kemitz, it always means only with your hands. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here.
We'll continue on the other side. So just turn over, wait till the end of the tape and turn over. We'll continue on the next daf on the other side.